Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people that, huh?
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. Merry Christmas. This is Christmas Eve Eve. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. So good to see all of you here today. I know that it is so close to Christmas, and you probably have so much that you're doing. And so it's just a privilege and an honor to have all of you here with us tonight, that you would take time out, and I'm just grateful. And I pray each and every one of you have a great, great Christmas. Hallelujah. The Lord said to us to expect bold surprises on Christmas. Glory to God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. We make a choice to rejoice with a loud voice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. And most of all, we thank you for you. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are the sweet one. You are the awesome one. Hallelujah. You are the one who is and was and is to come, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. And we thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we bless you, Lord God. Thank you that you continue to show up. You keep showing up when we get together. And we bless your name for that, Lord. And now we say we continue to dedicate this broadcast to you, the entire Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And we thank you. Thank you for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, here we are. Here we are with our Christian Entrepreneur Month, our virtual pop-up shop. And we are now in the fourth part series because there are five Thursdays in this month. So we get to have five wonderful entrepreneurs, Christian entrepreneurs this month. We started on December the 2nd with Camilla J and the Camilla J Collection had a great time with all of the wonderful products that she has. And then we went on December the 9th, we went on with Marissa Yarbrough of Sunflowers Beauty. Praise God, and had a great time with her. You know, of course, I bought something from everybody. So I had a good time. I got a couple of dresses from Camilla J, and really like them. They're very nice quality dresses. And then I got Marissa and Sunflowers Beauty, just got that delivered today, and I got a t-shirt from her, very nice. T-shirt says, just keep praying. Beautiful. It fits very well. And then I got some lip gloss as well. And then with last week, on last Thursday, we had Don and Veronica Anthony of Pop Life and a Red Sky Incorporated. So we had both of them last week, and I have received in the mail my popcorn, been trying to stop myself from eating all of it at the same time, but really good quality popcorn. I ended up getting caramel and cheese popcorn. I played it very safe. But I've heard some wonderful things about that banana pudding popcorn. Hallelujah. And then I also received a T-shirt from them as well. And I ended up winning the drawing last week. I started not to take it, but I wanted it. So I received my blessing and got this beautiful individual popcorn maker that does air popping, air pop popcorn. And it is so beautiful. So I've just been having a great time. And so tonight we have Monica Gaither, Sister Monica Gaither. And I'm sure there'll be parts in here where she's going to call me Aunt Bobby, because that's what she calls me all the time. Monica is family affair. We may not be blood family, but we've been family, and her mother and father, well, first it started with her father let me see how I can say this. He was with his aunt, and his aunt was a good friend of my mom, and they were very close. And when she got ready to pass, she said, you know, take care of my children. And so David was one of her children. So David, Monica's dad, has been with our family for a very long time, before Monica was born. And so Monica she's like a niece to me. Amen. Love me some Monica, okay? Amen. And her mom Debbie. So her mom and dad are Debbie and David, and we just love them. They are family. So we are family, and Monica's really good at what she does, and we'll talk some more about that in a moment. But we have a wonderful history with Monica. Like I said, we've known her before she was born, and she's grown up to be quite a beautiful young lady. She's in college right now, and she is a Christian entrepreneur. So without any further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to all Monica Gaither. Welcome, Monica, of Boss by Brand. Hallelujah. Welcome.
Hi, Aunt Bobby.
Hi, Monica. Amen. So glad to have you on tonight. Just very excited to have you on. Amen. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling really good. Really good. I'm very excited that I'm on the radio show. It's a big honor, and I appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to jump right into this and ask you our questions. One of our first questions we've been asking is, what is your favorite scripture?
My favorite scripture is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you were leaning on that scripture today.
Yes.
Amen. By the way, when are you scheduled to complete or to graduate? Is it this May?
Yes, this May coming up.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I know, you know, last years of college, I'm pretty sure that scripture came to you again and again.
Yeah, it can be pretty tough, but you just got to keep going.
Amen. Amen. Now, tell us about your salvation experience. What happened when you got saved?
Well, I've actually been baptized. Tom was at my last church, and I had a water baptism. And then the second time, you actually baptized me. So it's been about a little over 8 years since you've baptized me. So it's pretty cool.
Okay. Amen. Well, okay. I do recall praying the prayer of salvation with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that I think that was about 8 years ago, which was awesome for me.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, so happy. Hallelujah. And also what I didn't say too is that Monica is a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. So you know, it's always nice to have a college student to come on. Amen. So you say that you were water baptized at your church, at the first church where you were?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you remember what happened with that?
The water was kind of cold, I'm not going to lie. It was a little cold, but it was okay. So it helped me into like this. It was the stage, but they kind of broke it down into like a pool type. And I was led into the water, and they said a prayer over me, and then they dunked me under and brought me back up. And so, yeah, that's how that went.
Okay. Amen. Now, you weren't scared, were you?
No. I really like swimming, and I enjoy going swimming a lot. So it was actually, I wasn't nervous. I was okay because I really love the water.
Okay. Amen. I probably shouldn't have said scared. But, okay, it was good. You were not nervous. That's good. Okay. So now tell us something about your family. You can say start at any place you want to and say anything about your family you like to say.
Well, I'm the youngest of seven. So my parents had six girls and one boy, and I'm the youngest girl, and my brother is the oldest. And just watching them just gives me motivation to keep doing the stuff that I like to do and just don't give up and just do what you feel like is best for you to do. So I'm glad that I'm the youngest because, like, I get to look up to them, and I'm looking at my role models and seeing, like, what to do and what not to do and to just keep moving forward.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Good, good. Well, I know both your mom and dad are good role models because even at their older age, they went back to school. And
mm-hmm.
Your mom graduated.
Yeah.
And that
and
reminds me of my...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Bobby.
It reminds me of my mother who went to college, and I think she graduated when she was 50. So what were you?
I was gonna say it's like my mom really is my big motivation because no matter what, she didn't quit and she didn't give up and she got her diploma no matter what. So that's why I'm just like sometimes when I feel like giving up on school, I just think about how my mom did it and she's way older than I am, but she still looks good for her age. So and so I just keep
yes,
going. You just gotta stick with it.
Amen. Amen. And I like, you know, what you do. I know, you know, some of the other girls, they do things for their mom, too, for your mom, too, as well. But the things that I recall with you is, you know, you sometimes you make sure that her hair gets done or
mm-hmm.
her nails or something like that, especially around her birthday and everything. And so
yeah.
I've always... That was nice.
Cause I'm whether they want to admit it or not, I'm like the fashionista of the whole sibling group. And like they always call and ask me about tips and advice, whether they want to admit it or not. I'm like the fashionista. So, yeah, I got to make sure she looks good whenever it's a good event coming up. Or just in general, like everybody deserves to feel good. Cause when you look good, you feel good.
All right. Okay, that's a lead-in for your business, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your business name is Boss By, and the By is B-Y, Boss By Brand. Tell us that name. How did you get that name? Or how did you come up with that?
I got that name because... One day I was planning my first pop-up shop. It was actually at the beginning of this year, and I just couldn't. I was trying to sit and think of a name, and I was going through names. And my friend actually helped me come up with it. She said, what about if you say Boss By Brand? And I really liked that a lot because, I don't know, it's just something about it, like Boss By Brand. Like you're a boss because you have your own brand, and a lot of people don't see behind the scenes what it takes to keep a business running and the sacrifices that you have to make and just being able to, you got to capture the audience, you got to make sure you keep your audience, and then you just got to make sure it's something that you love to do. That way you don't lose passion in it and you just keep going and it keeps growing and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So, you said the business started this year?
Well, the Boss By Brand, I've always had my jewelry collection. My jewelry collection name is actually Money Over Everything. But since I do so much stuff, I just created it into one, and I just named it Boss By Brand.
Okay. So... If I remember correctly, you started making jewelry a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you were a little girl. making jewelry, right?
And then I really got into it because one year for my birthday, I had ordered everything. I got everything all taken care of. And then I remembered at the last minute I didn't have any jewelry. So I looked up on how to make my own jewelry. And so I made my own charm bracelets, my own bracelets and stuff like that for my birthday because I forgot. That was the only thing that I forgot that I didn't do for my birthday. So I had handmade my own jewelry. And from there, it just grew.
Okay. And what birthday was that?
I believe that was like my 19th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my 19th birthday.
Okay. And you found out how to make your own jewelry, and you started
mm-hmm.
making it then. Good. You know, sometimes I look at things, you know, that people have made or even that's in the store, and I say to myself, I can do that. I can
mm-hmm.
make that. It's a few times I've done it, but, you know, for you to just say, okay, I need some jewelry. I want it to look a certain way. I'll make it myself. That's
mm-hmm.
good. Okay, so, but you started selling the jewelry right after that, or?
It took me a little bit to build my confidence, and I wanted to perfect it a little bit more. And once I got comfortable and people would come to my house and they would see it sitting out, then they'll be like, oh, is this for sale? And I'd be a little hesitant because at first I wasn't good at pricing, and I still kind of have a little trouble pricing things because I don't want it to be overpriced, and then I don't want it to be underpriced. So I just try to find a balance. But I did start selling it shortly after, once I really start perfecting it and just start doing research on, like, good material, where to find my material, and how to, like, keep my inventory up. So, yeah.
Okay. Amen. So we heard the little cough in the background, and
mm-hmm.
Monica's doing and taking care of one of her friend's children at the same time.
Yeah.
Amen. So we may hear him. What's his first name?
Malachi.
Okay, so we may hear Malachi every now and then, but it sounds like he's okay. He's, what, 11 months old?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, amen. So that's good. You know, friend, you say people have seen your jewelry and because it was just sitting out and then, you know, wanted to purchase something. So
mm-hmm.
now when you start looking at the pricing, because were you saying something? Was that the baby?
That was Malachi.
I've made things before and that
mm-hmm.
the price is like has been an issue for me too, and you know I try to kind of I was trying to track, you know, how much I was spending, because I would see something and go, oh, I want this, I want to use this, I want to do this, and
mm-hmm.
And then you know I finally got the pricing of how much things cost. And then people were saying to me, well, then you got to add in the time it takes you to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally came up with kind of a nice price for what I was doing. I haven't done it like in over a year. But so you think you have your pricing kind of down now pretty good?
Yeah, I think I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Sometimes it's still a little hard, but I just think about, like, how much I did spend on each piece I put with something and then just try to, like, break it down because on certain pieces, I do spend a lot more time making it versus other pieces. Like, for example, the actual charm bracelets that I make. If I make a charm bracelet that only has, like, one chain on it, if that makes sense, then it only take me about minutes versus one that has two chains, which requires more beads and more charms. So that'll take me about an hour. You got to place it right in the right spacing. So, yeah, and then, like, when I make the bracelets that I just bead and I use the elastic band, that takes me about 5 to 10 minutes. So it just depends. Time is really important when you're making stuff. So you don't want to be cheated out of, well, you sat here this long making this, and then so. But I feel like I've gotten a lot better with pricing.
The best out of what you have.
I would say my bracelets, the elastic bands and the charm bracelets. But I feel like the elastic bands feel a little bit more than a charm bracelet.
Okay. Now, elastic bands, I don't know if I saw elastic bands.
Oh, those are the sets. Those are like the sets that I use with the elastic. That's what I mean by that. That's the sets where it's like the mommy and me sets, or it's like the men bracelet,
okay.
Or the, yeah, it's the sets, Bobby.
All right. Now, how can people get with you and your product? And we're about to go online and look at the products in just a few minutes. So, well, we know what to go on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let me go ahead.
Your question was how can they get with me and get the product?
Yeah, how can they see your product and purchase your product?
Okay, I have my product posted on Facebook, and then I'm learning how to ship product out, so that's the option now. And then I host my own pop-up shop, but I do participate in other pop-up shops. So even if you don't get something shipped to you and you live in the local area, I actually do pop-up shops. I'm actually going to be at a pop-up shop January 2nd. It's called, I don't want to say it wrong, the name of it. It's called Billion Dollar Businesses, and I'm going to post that flyer on my Facebook page as well. But I'm usually at pop-up shop, or I host my own pop-up shop. And now I'm learning how to mail merchandise.
Okay. So previous to this, you've been doing all of the pop-up shops. And so people have been there in front of you.
Yes, ma'am.
When you get something. So now, if someone purchases something tonight, are you going to be able to mail it to them?
Yes, ma'am. My friend, I have a lot of, one of my good business friends, they already know how to do that stuff, so they've been teaching me how to do new things and expand, because for a minute I did take a break because a couple months ago I did find out I was expecting, so that just kind of took a toll on me a little bit because people warned me about pregnancy, but it's a whole nother ball game when you actually are pregnant. Let's just say
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. So Malachi's trying to say something now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll look for your post on your billion-dollar business. Now, you said on pop-up shop. Sometimes you even do pop-up shops, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You host pop-up shops.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that go to do that?
It went really good. It's easy hosting a pop-up shop, but then again, sometimes it does have its bumps in the road. But I just learned to go with the flow and to just, you know, make sure I keep the line of communication open with the vendors, that I have that's going to be at the pop-up shop, and I just make sure I communicate with my event coordinator when I use the space that I use. So, but they have been really good successes. So I branched out and I did a couple of other projects under my business name. I did a fashion show where I let a couple of the designers and a few vendors come set up a table. And then I did like a melanin photo shoot to help empower other girls and just, you know, help them start, if they wanted to start a modeling career or something like that, just so they could just start having pictures and headshots and getting comfortable with the camera. Because I like helping other people discover and figure out what they like to do as well. So that's how I operate, by helping me. I help you while you help me.
Okay. Now, when you had, you sound like a boss by brand. When you hosted the pop-up shop, did you have your products out at the same time, or you were too busy working with all of the other people?
Oh, no, I had my table set up. And actually,
okay.
Latoya and my oldest niece, they came to the pop-up shop and they helped me with my table, and they were really helpful. So that was a big help. But no, I always have a table set up, and I always run around and talk to all the vendors and make sure they're doing good throughout the event. So it's a lot of multitasking.
Okay. Now, were people pretty satisfied? Did they sell through your pop-up shop?
Yeah, I actually received a lot of good feedback, and people are actually waiting on me to do another pop-up shop, and I keep telling them, I'm going to do it. So next year, I really am going to start back doing my pop-up shops, and, you know, since I'm going to be a mother, I want to incorporate more things for moms, you know, to help build, because I know a lot of women go through changes after the baby is born, so I want to give them something to help, you know, uplift them and empower them when they're feeling like, oh, you know, this is a lot, and just like, so I've been generating a lot of ideas while I've been taking a break sitting on the sidelines.
Okay, taking a break sitting on the sidelines, I don't think so. It seems like you're always still busy. So, all right. Okay, so, well, let's go on Facebook and look. Now, I'm looking at everybody who's on the line right now, and I would say all of you have, you should have a text from me today, and that text should have her Facebook page on that text, and all you need to do is click on it. It says, www.facebook.com/bossbybrand, and so that's right in the middle of the text that I sent you today, and if you click that, you should be able to go on it and see. Amen. If you do not have that text, press your number one key. Yeah, I think I sent it to everybody. But if you happen not to have it, press your number one key, and I will make sure that you get that text so that you can go on to Boss My Brand on Facebook with us. Okay, so if you have it, come on, let's go to Facebook. Amen. All right. So let's look through together and have a good time like we always do. Now, I probably should have done this from my phone. So if I'm way out somewhere, somebody text me and let me know. You know, but I'm going to look at it from my laptop. And what I see first is Boss My Brand merchandise. And okay, is I believe the first thing that we see is Boss by Brand merchandise charm bracelet. Is that what you have first, Monica?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we see the charm bracelet, and you want to tell, and they're $10. Do you want to tell us anything about the charm bracelet?
The charm bracelets need the most time to make, but I really like them the most. They're like my favorite piece because I get to add different charms on them. So I get a bunch of different charms. So, and I, in order to get it custom made, I would have to like measure your wrist and, you know, cut the chain to fit your wrist and stuff like that. But I really like it because it's just dangly and sparkly. And it just, I could put any charm I want on there that describes my personality or your personality. So I really do like the charm bracelets. And they come in silver and gold.
Okay. The chains can be silver or gold.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you can have all of the different kind of beads.
Yes,
beads with as well. Okay, and it looks like the way that it clasps, thank you, Reverend Treva, for loving it and letting me know that you're here. So if you're here with us, like it or love it, to let us know that you're here on the line with us. That's a great idea, Reverend Treva. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. So... say, for instance, if someone likes the green, the one that's to the far right, you know, they can order that. And then the one next to it is like a fuchsia and blue, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So how would they let you know that they like it and if they want one of those they see?
You can inbox me, and what I've had people, what people has done in the past, they'll take the picture and they'll circle, like, I don't know how, but they'll take it and they'll circle the one that they want, and then they'll send it back to me, and that's how I would know. Or
okay.
It's been where I've gotten on FaceTime or video chat, and I've set it up, and they'll tell me, like, which one they like, so I'll do it like that, too.
Okay. Okay, and just in case, I don't know, I think everybody knows how to inbox, but in case you might not know how to inbox, if you're on Facebook and you go up near the top of her page and it says, on the right side it says add friend, and then it has message next to it. So the way that you inbox her is to click on what it says message, and then, you know, from there, you can send a private message to her about what you like. All right. So then the next thing that we see here is the Boss by Brand waist beads. So tell us about the waist beads. They're so beautiful. Lots of colors there.
The waist beads, I've been making those for a while now, but they were actually a special request, and I only did them, and then I decided why not make more, because when I ordered my beads, so they have the different sizes on there, and sometimes I get the sizes mixed up. So I had ordered a bunch of small beads, and I said, why not put them to good use and make waist beads? So some people use them. Some have a meaning behind them, but mine are just for style. And, yeah, they're just for style. You can wear them on your waist. It's however you would like to wear them. I know some people wear them on their waist. Some people like them kind of dangling a little bit. So.
When you say waist beads, so it's like a kind of a belt, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And they're stretchy, okay. Self-inflating to where, like, you could put them over your head or you could bring them up from your feet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they're easy to slip on and slip off.
Okay. I see you have some long ones on there that's coming off the side. That's probably what I would need, like a long one.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, Pastor Price, I see you on there. Okay, good. I was trying to see if I saw anybody else who's on with us. Okay, I just see Pastor Price and Reverend Treva that I recognize their names that's on the line. Okay, and now the next one are men's bracelets. And those are $8. And now those waist beads, I don't see a price for those.
The waist beads?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're $10. I'll go back and add the price on that.
Okay. And then the men bracelet, they look pretty cool. Kind of earth tone colors there.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks and browns and a little green there. So have you seen many men buy these bracelets?
Actually, I have. I get, because when I did my first pop-up shop and a lot of men used to come up to my table, they'll be like, do you have any for men? And I'll be like, no. So the next time I made sure I had some accessories for men, because men actually like wearing bracelets. I came to realize that they do. It, as long as it looks like earth tony and certain colors. So I had did my research on what would be the best colors to get for men and what would complement people's skin and everything like that. So I started making those for men because I kept getting requests. So I just made them.
Amen. I think that's a good idea. You know, I've had a few businesses over my lifetime, and at one point when I lived in New Jersey, I had a business called Windows of Heaven Balloons and More, and we would sell bouquets of balloons, and then we went into flowers, and we went into, cut flowers and also flowers that were growing. And one thing that surprised me so much was that men would buy flowers. And they were so into it that they would buy, there was a certain flower we had called cyclamen. And it was a kind of a strange looking flower. And almost every man that came by there was looking to buy that flower so that they could grow it. So, and then when I did some things here in New Jersey, in St. Louis, I was over, we would have I'm trying to remember what we called it here in our building, but it was kind of like a garage sale, and I, you know, organized that too. And so, I always made sure I had something for men because men have money and they want to buy something.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So anyway, my point was that's a good idea to have something for men. Okay, so we're going on to your Boss by Brand set, and those are $10 for the set. Now talk about those sets.
The set, they come in, you can get 2 to 3 bracelets in a set. So, and I really like the sets because at first I was just making single bracelets. But then once I started paying attention to when I would go out in public, I'll see women have on more than one bracelet, but they would all match. And I'm just like, okay, well, maybe I should start doing stuff like that. So I started ordering more beads, and I started making more bracelets that were similar, but they were all kind of different. So that's how I got that.
Okay. So now my eye is on the one. It's like red and pink and red again. Is that a set? It's in the longest one.
Yeah, that actually comes with three bracelets.
Okay. These two, they look like they have the charms on with them too, do they? Or some do?
Charms on them.
You say they all have charms on them?
No, they do. All my bracelets come with charms. I could add more charms on them if you want to, but sometimes I find myself doing that. I go back and I add more charms to the bracelet to make them look a little bit more fuller and, you know, dangle a little bit more.
Okay. All right. And I'm saying the longest one, there's two right next to each other. I see a break in it now. Oh, I kind of like that one that's at the end. The one that's, I guess, at the top. It has blue next to it. And then I don't know if that's pink and white, something in there.
I see what you're talking about. Is it the turquoise that's between the pink and the red one and then the purple one?
No, this one is at the very beginning. It's at the very top of the page. I mean, of that picture. The very top of the picture. I think it's pink and white. Kind of a dark pink and white. And right next to it is a beautiful blue.
Oh, yes, I see it.
Okay. So I like that one. I'm picking out ones I like. But I think they're all very nice. Nice earth tones in there. Okay, so going on, and we're going to open the lines in a little bit so you can ask any questions or anything. Okay, so then you have your Boss by Brand mini beauty bags for $8. It's like nice gifts. What's in the beauty bag?
So the beauty bags consist of, they're all kind of different, but a few that's on here, they consist of a couple of hair scrunchies, makeup sponges, the diamond-studded hairpins that says, like, dream or beauty and money and stuff like that. And then it comes with a keychain or some glitter. And a few of them actually have, like, the eyelash brushes and stickers and, what is it, some eyeshadow palettes in them.
Okay. Well, that looks like fun. And for $8, that's like a nice stocking stuffer kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or not gifts, or if you're having a party, to give those to people at the party, the girls at the party. Okay, and on to your scrunchy hair ties. Do you make them?
No, I actually ordered a bunch of those when I was doing my melanin photo shoot to put in the girls' goodie bags, because I saw that a lot of people really like wearing those type of scrunchies. So I just ordered a bunch of those, and then I had some left over. So I said, why not just, you know, put them in a cute little bag and just sell them like that, since I had a lot left over. I have a lot of scrunchies.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, sometimes scrunchies are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you buy them, you know, one by one. Okay, going on down to the lash set and the water bottle.
Uh-huh.
So what's that with the lash set that you have there? Is that an applicator?
It helps you put the lash on, because I know a lot of people, they probably don't like touching their eyes or getting close with their lashes with their hands. So it's like a lash brush that helps you put the lash on your lashes when you're applying them. And then
okay.
It comes with, like, some lash brushes that you could brush out your lashes with.
Okay. So all that comes together.
Mm-hmm.
And do you wear lashes?
When I have to, because the lashes kind of clash with my glasses, so I don't wear them as often. I wear them sometimes when I do, like, when I have special events, then I'll put some lashes on. But other than that, not really. I just, they kind of clash with the glasses, so I just leave it alone.
Oh, okay. Okay, and now your water bottle, Boss My Brand
mm-hmm.
water bottle. Are these the water bottles that keep your water cool for a long time or keep it hot for a long time?
They probably will keep it cool for a while. I got them at Walmart, and then I had my crafts lady, she had put the my name and everything on them, and she styled them differently. But I would say they do keep drinks pretty cool and pretty warm.
Okay.
It was like a...
Wow. So you know somebody who could do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice. Very nice. Now, I know people who can make T-shirts, but that's really good. So then the next thing is, that's kind of like the end. That's kind of a summary of everything there. Talking about your waistband. Anklet? Did we see any anklet?
Not at the moment, because I had ran out of anklets when I was working a pop-up shop. And I'm just building my inventory back up. So a lot of my new merchandise will be dropping next year. I will be having new stuff posted.
Okay. So what's the difference between an anklet and a bracelet from a making it perspective?
They're actually about the same. Because the charm bracelets that you see, I use the same material, except I don't use these when it comes to my anklets. I use all charms and different charms.
Okay. Say it again.
I said they're about the same, and then I have, like, different size chains that I use. So I'll take it and I'll put, like, maybe a big chain on there and then a medium and a small size one and put some charms on there and, like, give it, like, an illusion, like a dangle illusion, if that makes sense. I have some pictures. I'll post the anklets up there.
Okay. Okay. Because I was like, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. And then, you know, and this is when we look at, you know, some of the other entrepreneurs who have been on here, and then we look at, you know, how you're doing things, you know, different entrepreneurs do things in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just been a learning experience, you know, even to look at this, you know, how you're doing. And, hey, it all works. So let's get ready to open up the line. Hopefully Pastor Mom is in a good place to open up the line so that she can talk. If you just come on. Let me see. I'm trying to get back to my studio here. Amen. So if you just come on the line, we have with us today Monica Gaither, is a Christian entrepreneur. Her business name is Boss by Brand. And we've just been having a good time with her today. She makes all of her jewelry, and it is beautiful. And you can go to her Facebook page is where she shows us what she has. And her Facebook page is Boss by Brand. And if you're looking it up yourself, it is Boss and Buy, or one word, on her Facebook page. So it's Boss, B-O-S-S-B-Y, space, B-R-A-N-D. And you can be able to search that on from your Facebook, you know, wherever you are, and be able to find Monica. Any of her bracelets, or she has band bracelets, she has beads, waist beads, charm bracelets, beautiful, beautiful handmade, and other merchandise as well. And so if you're interested in doing that, you can message her or inbox her from her Facebook page and be able to purchase what she has here. Now, before we open the lines, are you giving us any discounts or anything?
Yes, ma'am. And I actually have some extra things. I have some drawstring book bags that I'll be able to give away for free when you make a purchase. And then, yeah, I usually do bundle deals. When people buy a bunch of stuff from me, I'll just lower the price and give them, like, a nice bundle deal. So, yeah.
Okay. So each person, as they inbox you and say what they want, then you'll decide what kind of discounts and different things that you'll send to them for free.
Yes.
As they order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, good, good. All right. So we're expecting nice discounts, Monica, and nice freebies. But still, we still want you to make sure you make some money. Okay. So now we're going to open up the lines. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Hope all is well, and she's ready to speak in there. Pastor Mom, otherwise known as Aunt Willie or Aunt Willie. Pastor Mom?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing good. You going to say Merry Christmas to everybody?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Did you get to see any of Monica's jewelry?
Yes, I did. It was beautiful.
Good. Good. Say hi, Monica.
Hi, Monica. How you doing?
Hey, Aunt Willie. I'm doing good. How you been?
I've been very, very good.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We'll pray for her, Monica.
You want me to lead us in prayer right now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God. Lord, I just want to come to you and ask you for protection and healing over Aunt Willie. Keep her protected. Make sure that you watch over her and no harm comes to her, and just keep blessing her like you've been blessing her over the years throughout her trials and tribulations. And amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Pastor Catherine is there with Pastor Mom. Pastor Catherine?
Well, hello, Monica. This is your other. You may not know me. I didn't get a chance to know the younger children, but I knew the older children. I kind of was with them when they were born. Your brother was born with my son. Your brother and my son was born the same year.
Okay.
And then I think, I'm trying to think, was it Ebony or Crystal? I think if Ebony was next and then Crystal, right?
It goes Latoya, then Crystal, then Ebony.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew them. But after them, I don't know the rest of you all. But I'm so glad to hear your voice and just so glad that Debbie and them have raised up such a wonderful and a nice young lady here. You sound like you're so positive and you know which way you, and you know where you're going. So I just pray that God will just continue to bless you in your endeavor, in your business here. But I wanted to talk to you about the now I'm a pearl lady. Mm-hmm. I love pearls. And as I'm looking at you all I don't remember you all discussing, but maybe I missed that up at the top. But I see the mommy and me set here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a necklace or is that just a small bracelet and a large bracelet?
It's just small bracelets and large bracelets.
Okay. Now with this one, I see this one here with the pearls, and there's some purple on it.
Mhm.
Yeah, I like another piece of pearl on there.
Okay.
And then here's one up at the top. The one at the top here, I don't know how we're gonna order, but there's one at the top. Apostle Barbara was talking about, but she skipped that one. But I like this one. But I wanted to ask you: are those pearls on the? This is the set where it says, just a set where they're sets, a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a. These are look like they're large beads, and there's a pink is at the very top, pink and white. Is that pearl? Are those pearls or just white?
I think they're like a creamy pearl color.
Oh. Yeah, I like that too. All right then. Well, God bless you. And now, where did you say the next pop-up shop is going to be? Where is it going to be now?
It is called Billion Dollar Business, and it'll be 1800 South Broadway. I'll make sure I put the flyer on my Facebook page tonight, so that way you guys have the information.
Okay, and you said that's January the what?
2nd.
Oh, okay, January the 2nd. All right, then. Will you put it up there so we can see it then? So
yes,
God bless you. God bless you, and may you prosper your business here. I just
you.
Love it. Just, everything is so beautiful and colorful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love the purple here, too. Okay.
Now, do you do pearls?
Yes, ma'am. Where I order my beads from, they have, like, a lot of different color beads, and I try to get as many at once as I can. So my pearls actually went kind of fast. That's
mm-hmm.
why you guys have pearls up there. But I do make pearl bracelets and have pearl material items up there.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, just
pearls
remember me. Support. I'm the pearl lady.
Okay. I won't forget now.
All right, then. All right, God bless you.
Have a good night and Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas to you and everybody. I forgot. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Castor. Okay, anyone else? I see Minister Amber and Pastor Price. Anyone else? Press your number one key. And I also see your mother's on the line. Hallelujah. Sister Debbie is here with us. Quick shout out real quick as I go through the line and get ready to open up the line. Good to see you, Sister Joanne. Minister Mary, praise God, Reverend Treva, Minister Carrie, hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Minister Rachel, the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to open the line for Minister Amber. Welcome, Amber.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I really enjoyed hearing this interview tonight because Monica is someone I've known my whole life. Like, I don't, like, since babies, my whole life. And I'm just so proud of you and so happy for all that God's doing in your life. And I can honestly say she has always been a businesswoman. Ever since we were little, she's been so focused and so driven. And I truly thank God for her. And she's always had such a kind and strong spirit. And that's what God has instilled in her for her to be the woman that she is today. So I just want to say I'm so proud of you, and I would definitely be purchasing your gorgeous jewelry. And I pray Ephesians 3:20 blessings over you, and I pray that God will continue to cause your business to flourish, and I pray that God will strengthen you through the blessing that you're carrying right now.
Thank you, Amber, and congratulations on your book. We're going to have to get together so I can get your book and you can get some stuff so we don't have to swamp.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. It seems to me I remember you all making bracelets together when you were little, did you?
Oh, that was all Monica. She was the jewelry person. I just helped, but she spearheaded the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I knew y'all did something together, whether you were helping her or not. It just kind of flashed
mm-hmm.
through my mind. Okay. All right. Amen.
Merry
All right.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Amen. We're going to open a line for Pastor Price. Anyone else? If you do have your number one key pressed, I do not see you. So send me a text and let me know. Okay. Oh, Reverend Treva texted me and said, great show. I love Monica's jewelry. May God bless your business, Monica. Amen. That's Reverend Treva from California. See, they know about your business in California and in New Jersey. Amen. And in Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Pastor Price.
Glory
Welcome
to God.
Pastor
how you doing? How you doing, Apostle? And how you doing, Monica?
Hey, Helen. I'm doing good.
Yes. Congratulations on all that God is doing in your life. And congratulations on that little one, too, coming. I'm excited about it. I thought your program today was going to be like the other ones because they allowed us to purchase things right online. Last week and the other weeks, and so I was looking forward. I said, I'm going to be prepared to get ready to purchase some things today and from Monica. And so God's going to bless you after this one for somebody to get you a good website set up. I pray that he puts mm-hmm. You already have said they're going to be working with you, and I pray that you get a good website and a good PayPal system so that you can be able to just get things done right away because I'm excited about your product. And, yes, I can remember, Monica, as I go back to talk about your product, I can remember we had our church anniversary at East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And what you did was y'all got together to make, Amber was the only one making, both of y'all got together to make bracelets. I can remember it there. You all were young. I mean, I don't know whether you're 8 or 9 or 9 or 10 or somewhere like that. And you all sold out. Do you remember that, Monica?
I remember that.
Yeah, y'all sold out because y'all came together. We went over Sister Savannah's house at that time. It was a service. But then when we all got together later on for the church service, I mean, the anniversary, it was such a great blessing. So I just thank God for you and for what the entrepreneurship that God has placed in you, even as a young girl. Now, there's a couple of things I want to talk about with your business. First of all, I love charm bracelets. So when I looked at the first picture on that one of that first picture that you have, the one that has green and the pink at the top, but underneath there is on that same picture on the second rack that you have is a kind of like a brownish and other things. You see that bead right there? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the
I
first
see
one.
I see
I love that one. The one with the leaf on it, and then it has brown underneath it, that first one, that's one I want right there. That one right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the second rack, but it's the first one on the second rack. Is I love that. I'm a kind of, I like kind of brownish and gold, and it's got even a little grayish in there all together. So I like that one. Then the other one on the, let me see if that's the second picture on there, because I love this. I love a bracelet, a good bracelet. I really do. And my son, Don, he loves bracelets too. I don't even know if they're on the line tonight, but they do. Now I'm going to go down to your other one that you have, which is the one that sets. The sets that you have. I love the sets. And the one I like on one of the sets, I like all of the sets. And I like that I like the first one, the Apostle Light, the one that's 1, 2, 3. And then it's a 4 with the round one and the little silver in between them. That, I love that little bling bling on it. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Is it on the
little bling
back?
Yeah, the little bling bling on there. Now, the one thing I was going to ask you about in the ones that, and you know you told us to run it off and then circle it, and then we can inbox you back so that you can know what we want. And I can do that. That's an easy thing for me to do, so I can do that. And so you can know what we want to do. But now, in the process of it, I don't see, and I'm going to ask you, have you figured out what your shipping costs are going to be? I know the cost of the beads are that, you know, for the bracelets, but do you have a shipping cost? Like last week, my son and his wife, they have a popcorn business, so they have a shipping cost in order to, they have the cost of the product, but the cost of the shipping. Have you figured that out yet?
Not yet, but I live right next to the post office, so I can just walk over there and ask them what it will be. And since it's the holiday season, I might just pay for the shipping myself because it's a small item. So,
well, shipping, we know it's kind of high now. We found out that it's kind of high. So, to be able to ship things. So I'm willing to be able to do the shipping too. So I was just wanting to bring that to you that you might want to, you know, say that you're going to figure out what the shipping cost is. Because if you got a bracelet for $10 and the bracelet is $10 or $8, it might even cost $4 or something just to ship it.
Okay.
And my daughter sent us in California, she sent us our Christmas presents. One shipping was $9 and the other was $22 it cost her to ship them to
us.
So that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I said, wow, that's costing. That's why one of my sons was fussing because she had sent them something directly from the manufacturer, Joy did. She said it was easier because he wanted it wrapped. He wanted his gift to come to him wrapped. But she said it's better that if I send you straight from the manufacturer, and then we don't have to pay that extra cost of the shipping. That's what they were saying. But now the other thing is, Apostle, is that for maybe some of us were prepared tonight to do something special or to buy and purchase something tonight, but we might have to get that purchase a little bit later on. So I want to ask you, Monica, do you have a Cash App number?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. So perhaps Apostle might get that Cash App, and then we can just bless you, with what I was going to purchase tonight, but just give it to you this time, you know, for that. And then later on, I'll still come back and purchase from you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay. Apostle knows what I'm talking about. What do you think, Apostle?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. If anyone's led to just seed into Monica, seed into her business, just by seeding into her personally, you can absolutely do that. I think that's a great idea, Pastor Price. I mean, she's doing well. She's making her own jewelry, and it's just a matter of time before things progress where she'll have a website and be able to do this. But, you know, so, yeah, let's feed into her. Praise God. So,
Praise God. Glory to God.
What did you say, Bobby?
What is your Cash App?
I can text it to you real quick. If you want me to do that, if that's easier.
Okay. You can also say it to me, and I'll say it.
Okay.
I just texted mm-hmm. you real quick.
Okay. Anything else, Pastor Price? Thank you for that wonderful idea.
Okay. And again, Monica, I thank God for you. Again, congratulations on all that God is doing in your life. As Amber said, we're so very proud of you in every aspect at all times. And I just thank God for you and your mom. I had a good conversation with your mom. I was so excited tonight when I talked to your mom. I said, well, I'm prepared. I'm ready to get something for Monica tonight. I thought I could get something tonight. So I was so excited about what God is doing, and remembering back again when you were young and how you all had the bracelet business then at one mm-hmm. of our church anniversaries and sold out. So I appreciate you. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I look forward to seeing our new great niece that's coming forth, and I just thank our great niece or nephew, and I thank God for you. So God bless you and love you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Love you too, and Merry Christmas.
Amen. Amen. When I was going back in my mind, and I just kind of had flashes in my mind remembering you and Amber working together on some bracelets. I can remember that. And then I had a flash of a memory of the church anniversary. And that's as far as my flash memory went on that. And so, Pastor Price, thank you. Thank you for mentioning more about that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Amen. Now, Minister Rachel, hallelujah. You're going to open a line for Minister Rachel from New York, New Jersey, Jersey City, New Jersey. Welcome.
Hi to everyone. And the woman of God, I was just looking. I had sent her a friend request. I was looking at the jewelry, seeing what my daughters are like. I like looking at the bracelets and stuff. I finally got one on my old phone. I had to really, really get one of my old phones to get to my Facebook because I wasn't able to get on this phone that I'm calling on. So I was so grateful. I was like, God, yeah, I had to put the Wi-Fi on my other phone, one of my old ones, and it still had logged into my account. So I was able to send a friend request. So I was able to see, and now I'm on the site, like I'm on the Facebook thing, looking on the other phone.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for not giving up. You just kept going until you got it.
Somebody, thank you, Jesus. He must get that phone.
Amen.
I'm glad I never logged out on that old phone. I'm so glad I didn't log out.
Wow. Okay, so you got
it's a Samsung Galaxy J7 Star. It's an old phone. But it's still working good. Thank you, Jesus. So glory to his name.
Still work. Amen.
I do like these bracelets. I was looking at the bracelets. And my favorite is like purple and pinks and stuff and the nice little shades of blues. And Amber, like, I could have got her bracelet with these little pretty little purple ones. I see I could have got Amber that for her birthday. Because her birthday is in four more days now. This is the 28th. She'll be 10, little princess.
Well, amen. Well, happy birthday. We're going to sing happy birthday to her on Sunday during our church service. Amen.
Okay, she probably want to read a scripture, honey, Gabrielle.
Great. Okay, good. We'll look for her to do that on Sunday. Amen.
Oh, and I love seeing how everybody was commenting and how encouraging it is. God bless all of y'all and how all of us support one another and just keep on just building all of us up in Christ. All of us just keep on encouraging each other in these times and standing bold for the Lord. And I love you all and God bless. And I was so encouraged also to hear from your mom.
Amen.
Happy holidays.
Amen.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Oh. And a blessed, graceful new year in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay, do we have anybody else who pressed the number one key? I think that's it for tonight. Praise God. Okay. Debbie, Sister Debbie, you want to say anything? I'm going to open up your line. I don't know if you're somewhere where you can talk. Sister Debbie?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Didn't your daughter do a good job?
Yes.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. And I enjoy listening to you and your on your jewelry making, and I have some and I love it. So keep doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Well, okay. So if you like something on the Facebook page, Boss by Brand, message her, inbox her, and let her know what it is, and then she'll get with you with the shipping and everything, okay? Praise God. Monica's, if anyone wants to sew into her, and I see that someone texted me and said that they want to seed into her, but they don't have one of those accounts, and so they're going to send me a check, and then I'm going to give that to Monica. Praise God. So anyway, Monica's Cash App. I kept thinking Facebook in my head, and I was like, no, I'm not trying to say that. But Monica's, Cash App, $ MON, that like the beginning of Monica, MONII, K as in kite, and G as in George. So M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, I as in ice, I as in ice, K, G. Say it again, just straight. $MONIKG. So, feel free to bless the woman of God as the Lord leads you. Here she is starting a business. She's still in college. Hallelujah. She's expecting. Amen. And continuing on with college, she's going to graduate in May, Lord willing. And we're very excited over that. Praise God. We had a wonderful hand, and when she graduated from high school, God worked, some situations worked in such a way that we were able to take part in her graduation. And that it was awesome. It was awesome. Hallelujah. All right. So what we're going to do now, we want to pray the prayer of salvation, give you an opportunity. I believe all who's on the line now, that you're born again, but we want to give you an opportunity to be born again. Those who may even be listening to this broadcast in 2055 and beyond, you may have found this treasure, and so you're listening to it, and we want to make sure that you are born again. I want to give a little testimony of something that happened to me today. The Lord had me to pray with a lady today. and asked her, you know, what she needed prayer for, and immediately she was almost in tears immediately, because she had something going on in her life, a man in her life that they'd been going together for over 20 years, and he was diagnosed with COVID earlier, got over that, and then not too long after that, he suffered a massive heart attack. And so she wanted prayer for him, and so we prayed for him and everything, and then I asked her if she knew Jesus as her Lord and Savior. And she said, oh, I'm saved. I know it. I said, well, how do you know that you're saved? And she said, because she's been sending out texts to people for the past year and encouraging people with the word of God, with the word of God for the past year. And I said, that's really great. I said, but there's a man in the Bible, his name is Cornelius, and he'd been doing good things for God. He'd been giving money. He would gather all his friends together, and they would pray together, and he wasn't saved. And but what God did was he sent Peter to make sure that the man was saved, because he had gotten God's notice. God had noticed him and seen him and wanted to make sure that he was saved. Even though he was doing the work of the Lord, he still needed to be saved. So if you find yourself in that place and you can't say, you know, for sure that you're born again, you don't recall a point in time where you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your day. Hallelujah. So we want to pray the prayer of salvation. The Bible says this, first of all, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so he wanted us to know that he loves us. Hallelujah. And then and he wants us to have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So here it is, right here, point blank. If you confess with your mouth, and confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer, and believe in your heart, and what that is making a choice to believe, the Bible, what the Bible has said over 2,000 years ago is about Jesus is true. Now, none of us was there 2,000 years ago, but we choose to believe. Hallelujah. So with your heart, you choose to believe. With your mouth, you say a prayer, and you are saved. Hallelujah. Awesome. And it's not hard. It's easy, but it's a matter of making that choice. So if you just make that choice right now in your heart, choose, hallelujah, to believe. And then we'll pray this prayer, and you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. Heaven is your home. Hallelujah. And we just want to commit and commend you right now to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for your salvation today on this day, December the 23rd, and or whatever day you are praying this prayer, you prayed this prayer, you are saved on that day. You are born again. And we pray that God will fill you with his Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to read the Word of God, to read the Bible, and to understand it. Because every time you read the Bible, Jesus is there with you, and he will help you to understand it. Hallelujah. His Spirit is there with you, and he will help you to understand the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And we want to invite you. And now I'm going to tell you what's going on in our Ghetto Radio family of broadcasts. After this, Monica will come back to you. So prepare yourself for closing remarks and closing prayer after this. So prepare yourself for that, Monica, for closing remarks and closing prayer after I talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Hallelujah. On this Sunday, and we invite you to be a part of this, on this Sunday and every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, I am the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. The same phone number, 516-418-5699. And all of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, we meet on the same phone number. Hallelujah. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching. And the Bible teaching is taught by Dr. Lorraine Navarro, excellent Bible teacher, who teaches us how to dig into the Word as she digs into the Word. Hallelujah. So it's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we have our prayer time, and that is called Praying in Tongues Tuesday, Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we listen for God to give us an interpretation, and we share those interpretations. And it is just, it is such an awesome experience with these interpretations, because God is speaking. Hallelujah. And he'll speak to one person that may be on one side of the country, another person on another side of the country, and he will say the same thing. Amen. So it has been awesome. So join us on Tuesday for prayer, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Even if you don't pray in tongues right now, join us, because some people's tongues have been loose even as they listen to us pray in tongues. Amen. And then on Wednesday, we have our healing service on Wednesday. It is the second Wednesday of every month. The next time we'll have it will be Wednesday, the 12th of January. Praise God. Praise God. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm for Wednesday, January the 12th, 2022. We will be there, Lord willing. Hallelujah. And so invite your friends, let your family know. If you need healing, call in 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. God keeps showing up and people keep getting healed. Amen, amen. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and that is where you are right now, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And on those broadcasts, we cover different topics, but it's all about
edifying, equipping, and encouraging God on those nights. So, like this month, we are doing Christian Entrepreneur Night. This is the first time we've done a series like this, and we're loving it. So we will be doing something like this again. But we've done a lot of other things. If you are looking to buy a home, we've done a broadcast on that from a Christian perspective. If you're interested in cryptocurrency, we've done several broadcasts on cryptocurrency. We've even talked about getting health care. We've talked about, even being bereaved. You know, the things that you can say to someone if someone just passed, what are the things that you should or that you could say, and some things that you don't need to say when you're around somebody and they're a family member just passed. So we have so many podcasts. We have over 1,100 podcasts by going to Google Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. If you Google Gitm Radio, it'll take you to our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you'll be able to see our over 1,100 podcasts that we have out there and enjoy them. And even this broadcast will be or is a podcast, and you can listen to it 24 hours a day. Glory to God. And also I want to let you know our next and the last one of this series of Christian entrepreneurs is going to be next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And on that one, we are going to have Star Roll. That's her name, Star Roll. And she's going to have her will bring her products for us to see. Now, what she does is products for natural hair. So if you have natural hair, you're going to love this. The brush that she has, it's a detangler brush, the best I've ever seen in my life. So, and then she has other products as well. This detangler, I'll tell you, I used it on someone's head who is known to be tender-headed, if you know what that means. And I'm telling you, it works. It works so well. So join us next week. If you have natural hair, you know someone else who has natural hair, please tell them to come on this broadcast. We're going to speak with her. She's going to give us her testimony, and then we'll go into her website and look through what she has. Really good product. Amen. Amen. And then we're going to go on to January. Now, when we get to January, the edition of Gitm Radio, we're into Prophecy Month. So we have a group of people who have heard from the Lord about what 2022 is going to be like. And I'll tell you, this morning, I mean, the Lord was just talking to me. Was it this morning or yesterday? But anyway, he was talking to me. I mean, I had to just really, it was today, earlier this morning. And I just really had to sit down and write what he was saying because he was talking so much about 2022 and giving us instruction, giving us some direction, and just making us aware of what he's doing so we understand what the Lord is doing in 2022. And the Word of God says that he'll do nothing unless he lets his servants, the prophets, know. So he's letting us know what's going on, what the deal is. Amen. So we can flow seamlessly in 2022. Amen. Hallelujah. And on those January Thursday edition on those broadcasts. Typically, what we do, and we're planning on doing it again, is giving personal prophecies. And the prophecies are usually just flowing like water. So you want a personal word from the Lord, make sure that you come on. You know someone else who needs a word from the Lord. Have them show up and get a word from the Lord in January. Amen. Every Thursday night in January. Hallelujah. I believe that's all that we have right now. Praise God. So we're going to go back to Monica for closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. Any remarks you have for us?
I just want to say thank you to everyone that was listening to the podcast, and thank you for all the love and support and, you know, the blessings. And I really, really appreciate the support about me expecting my child, because he has a heart condition right now, and that's something that I've been dealing with, but it gets better. I have a really strong belief and faith that he's going to be okay and he won't need the things that the doctors are saying. So I really do appreciate everybody coming on and just uplifting me, because, yeah, dealing with his heart condition and still juggling everything else, sometimes it gets pretty tough, but it helps me when I know it's other people that's, you know, listening and caring and praying for me. So I really appreciate that.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to have you do a closing prayer, but before you do that, I just want to take a moment and pray for you and pray for your baby. I know Pastor Price prayed, and I believe, Amber prayed, Pastor Catherine. We're just going to join our faith together and pray for you, amen, and your baby as well. Lord, we thank you for Monica. Lord God, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to have her to come on with us tonight. Lord God, we know that according to Jeremiah 29:11, you know the plans that you have for her and for her baby. Hallelujah. And those plans shall come to an expected end, the end that you're expecting. And it's for good, and it's not for evil. And Lord God, we just thank you right now. You know the end from the beginning. And so, Lord God, we thank you that Monica, by your spirit, is walking in your preordained footsteps. You set out your footsteps for her to walk in. Your word is a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Hallelujah. And so she can't miss it as she walks in your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord God. She can't miss it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that Monica, by your spirit, is at the right place at the right time, every time, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for her babies, her sons right now, even in the womb. Lord God, whatever is wrong that they're saying is wrong or going on in his heart, we thank you that you make it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for rising over him, even in the womb, with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And what the doctors have seen before, they will see no more forever in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that this baby is every whit healed and whole in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you, Lord God, even as Monica delivers the baby, Lord God, that it will be a wonderful pain-free delivery in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that everything will just be miraculous. We thank you for a miraculous pain-free delivery with a completely healthy child in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory for it, Lord God. And we thank you for taking care of all of their needs, Hallelujah. The baby in the womb and Monica as well, taking care of all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we bless you, Lord God, that yet, hallelujah, Monica can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. So strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Strength to be able to go through the rest of the classes, more classes to go through, and to go through the pregnancy well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Oh, you're welcome. Hallelujah. So you can go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Okay. Lord, I just come here and ask you to continue watching over everyone on this podcast and everyone that's going to listen to this podcast. I pray that you watch over anyone that's traveling for the holidays. I pray that they get to their destination safe and they get back home safe as well. I pray that everyone continues to walk by faith and not by faith. And that you just keep guiding everybody on this podcast on the right path and just keep blessing us as we go into the new year, as we celebrate the holidays with our family. I pray that everybody is surrounded with love and cheer and joy as this yeah. holiday is coming up. And I just pray you just keep working and you just keep doing what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You know the plan. And we're just here to follow it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not going to talk about you or anything, but you look like you got your stride on with that last prayer there, girl. Praise God. That was a good prayer, Monica. Amen.
Thank you.
At first, you kind of act like, would me pray? And then you're like, you were praying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank all of you for praying. You can tell when somebody's praying. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a difference. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Merry, Merry Christmas. A merry, peaceful, prosperous. Hallelujah. Have a blessed rest of the night, everyone. So good to spend this time with you. And we praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't.